first spread among Elizabethan printers. And with the Hanoverian succession, the new doctrine possessed the whole length and breadth of the land. At that time, the world passed through what extension lecturers call, for no particular reason, the classical epoch. Nature, as indeed all the literature manuals testify, was in the remotest background then of human thought. The human mind, in a mood of the severest logic, brought everything to the touchstone of an orderly reason. The conception of correctness dominated all mortal affairs. For instance, one's natural hair, with its vagaries of rat tails, duck tails, errant curls, and baldness, gave place to an orderly wig, or was at least decently powdered. The hoop remedied the deficiencies of the feminine form, and the gardener clipped his ewes into respectability. All poetry was written to one measure in those days, and a royal academy with a lady member was inaugurated that art might become at least decent. Dictionaries began, the crowning glory of Hanoverian literature.